Before we start the show, we would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this show is being recorded today, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders, past, present.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very heavy. The Hot Nights Podcast.
There has been someone caught cheating.
Oh, not again.
And I'm ready to expose them.
Oh, expose away.
Are they in this room?
No, they're not in this room.
No.
No, don't you start.
Trying to add suspense. Like, maybe.
They might be.
Are they outside? We're all in relationships. Are they outside this room?
You'll never know.
You'll never know.
They might, but you'll never know.
But no. So a woman has busted her boyfriend cheating from his thumb and his breakfast order in an Instagram post by another girl.
Wow.
And at first you think by a thumb, no way I get a grip. But I reckon I know what people's nails look like that I'm dating.
She would have 100% already have had suspicions, maybe.
Well, she did.
Oh, okay, right.
Funny you say that.
Oh,
that was almost like a pre-planned segue.
Trust me.
That was like, oh, funny you ask.
We are so in sync. I just know what you're about to say.
So she went away for like a friend's trip, and then she was getting sus because I think he wasn't talking to her very much.
Mm.
And then she went through. So I've never done this. A few of my friends are really good at really snooping into like, who's sleeping with who by looking through their followers list and like they've recently followed and then recently recent followers as well and Instagram.
Yes.
I could never even mildly understand that. But she looked through and a recent IG follow, boom, looked at this girl, she uploaded a photo of a breakfast. It looks like, I don't even know what the breakfast is. It looks like a chocolate croissant and an omelet or something. It's a weird combo.
Oh, I reckon it's,
a weird combo.
You know what? I reckon they look like little potatoes and then there's an omelet. It looks like one of those like little rye breads.
Oh, it's a rye bread with a potato and a plain omelet.
I reckon it is. Weird, but I think that's what it is.
Which is a weird combination, like no bacon, no tomatoes, no avocado, nothing. Just omelet, potato, rye bread.
Oh, he loves rye bread.
Loves rye bread. Yeah. Do you reckon you'd be able to tell if Lucy had her nails?
I don't reckon. I don't reckon. Because Lucy, like, she just does like a, is it shellac?
Yeah.
But I don't reckon I'd be able to know.
No.
I also don't think I would try that hard to find out. Like, it would hit me before, like, she'd tell me before I was, like, figured it out.
I would never bother.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think I'd bother. I just don't think I'd bother.
And not that it's quote-unquote crazy for this girl to bother, but I just never would think of that.
You know, I saw the other day on TikTok, this girl describing if you're like, hey, where are you? And they're like, oh, I'm at the pub with the boys. And she's like, send us a photo. And he's like, all right, and sent it. You can actually save that photo onto your phone. And once you've saved it, all the details from the photo get saved onto your phone. And you can check where it was, what time, all from the
of where they are.
So yeah, she's like, ladies, if that ever happens to you, screenshot the photo, then send a screenshot. And I was like, this is too much.
You know, I found someone lying once from a pretty random. Want to hear it?
Was it a lie or was it a broken promise?
Well, okay. I actually don't know.
Oh, okay. I'll help.
So this is an ex. We'd broken up.
Uh-huh.
But he told me that he was going to, I'm going to say, in theory, Florence, Italy. That's just a theory.
Okay, theory.
That's not it. With his family, a family trip to Florence, Italy.
Oh, family.
Right, apparently. I don't know. I never met his family, so I don't know. And we'd always break up and get back together. Like,
yeah, that was
the time.
That was your theme.
Very, very, it's a thing. It fueled the passion. So that weekend, he'd sent me a screenshot of a meme and it was meant to be in Florence, Italy. And I noticed, this is only part one of it, I noticed that the timestamp was Australian time zone because he'd screenshot something and it was back when the time was at the top of the, like back like 2000 and, God, who knows, 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
And I saw that and I thought, oh, maybe his phone hasn't changed over time, so I'm not going to accuse him of that. Because we'd break up, we wouldn't talk for a day, then we'd always be within 3 days back together. So
that's not a hard thing to miss, though. Like, very easy to see the time and go, meant to be away? Like,
yeah.
That's easy.
So I didn't say anything. And then the next day I went to my friend's house, kind of close to his parents' place, and I was crying about the breakup, whatever, classic Chatfield. And then I get a notification on my phone. And it's Uber Eats. And because he'd put his Uber Eats onto my phone and also his Uber, so that I'd always have a way to get home and be able to get food.
It's really nice of him.
Yeah, it is nice of him, but unfortunately, it was his demise because we're not really got back together. But so notification saying your delivery from, I'm not going to say the restaurant, but a restaurant around the corner from his house is on its way. And I was like,
what?
And because I was in the area, I was like, did we order Thai food? Like, I was like, what? And my friend was like, no, like we're cooking dinner. I was like, yeah, I don't know. And it's going to his parents' house.
Ooh.
So he did drive there. In hoodies.
You went there.
And her car, so my car wouldn't be out of there. Yeah. Saw some rumbling inside, but didn't want to ever confront him.
Oh, what kind of rumbling?
Just like his like bedroom light was on.
Bedroom?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, he wasn't. I don't know if he was.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, I didn't really care. It was more like the fact that he lied about going to Florence, Italy that was weird. And it was like eight weeks of a lead up. It was of every week, yeah, babe, got to go to Florence. Like, so excited to go to Florence. And it was like, why?
Eight weeks?
We were broken up. And also, like, I don't care if you go to Florence. You can just break up with me, you know. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I think we'll be back together the next Monday.
Well, I hope that pad to you was worth it, baby.
Yep.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Rage.
That's the f***ing issue.
What?
Well, I've got an issue today. I've got a huge issue today, Sluggy, and I'm actually completely seething about it. And
wow.
It's just like a one event thing. It's my whole life I felt this way and I feel like it's time I let loose. I am really off people who decide to be constantly positive. Stop being so positive. Stop being so happy. Stop trying to find silver linings. Get an absolute grip. Sometimes clouds are just grey. Sometimes they're just bloody grey. Yeah. I am so over. When you vent to someone, I vent to someone, a friend, I go, oh, I'm having the hardest time, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Oh, yeah, but it'll all be worth it. Oh, shut up. I'm tired. I'm stressed. I'm over it.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to complain. When you try to about someone, oh, we shouldn't be saying this. Well, we're going to. And you're also going to, but you're trying to absolve yourself of the guilt. And you want to but you want to say before, God, we really shouldn't
just
be saying
say
this. And if you actually think that, I'm sorry, you're boring. If you don't think you should be f***ing or complaining, you are boring. I once dated a guy who said that I complain too much. And I was like, well, if I don't complain,
you
don't talk.
No, not you.
You have no personality. So, unfortunately, because you leave all these gaps, I have to complain about everything. Get an absolute grip. Also, it is like scientifically proven that the more you complain about someone with someone else, the harder you bond. You bond over hates, not loves. Is there anything better than a big complain? Nothing. Don't be like, let's look on the bright side, guys. Let me complain, contribute to the complaint, and allow it to grow and fester. How about we have, like, my manager, Ben and I, hours a day complaining.
Yep.
Like, hours saying things like, going around in circles, going, and also, but it's the same point, worded differently. You know why? Complaining is fun. Gives me a lot of dopamine. People on Instagram, why are you so negative? Maybe because all of you DM me all the time. Annoying things. I'm allowed to complain.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to complain. Also, let me have a range of emotions. Hey, babe, and when you are negative, hey, babe, you doing okay? I'm fine. I just have emotions. Get an absolute grip. Also, when I meet someone, tell me all the bad. When I say, oh, what's going on? Don't go, oh, yeah, it works all right. Tell me everything bad.
Mm.
Have you ever heard an interesting conversation where something positive is happening?
No, actually.
No. Oh, housework? Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, no, my boyfriend's pretty good. Any drama? No.
Boring.
Well, that's boring, isn't it?
It's a bit boring.
And to be honest, like, happy for you, but like, fine. And even if you can't complain about your big things, find something small to complain about. Most of our content.
Complaints. Yeah.
Complaining.
Yep.
Oh,
true.
I got a roast chicken from somewhere and like only had one wing. Funny.
Yep. Funny.
Complain. Yep. Complain to me. I would love if I wasn't doing this, I reckon I would love to be like the head of a complaints department, but instead of fixing their problems, I just complain with them. Like, I'm like, that actually really sucks. That really, really sucks. And I'm not saying that I like complaining to businesses. I enjoy that because I think everyone's doing their best they can. I like complaining about interpersonal relationships, social situations. On that note, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I'll say it again about the word nice. Being nice is boring. Don't be nice, be interesting, and keep complaining with the chat field. There are so many things in the world to complain about and you can bond with others over, and I feel like you're all missing out on opportunities to wake up and go, oh, it's a beautiful day today. No, it's not! So, yeah, have some water now.
Yeah, get a grip.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
I need some hot nights, baby, tonight.
Babes,
yeah.
There's been a headline that you have been alluding to tonight.
Yeah. Oh, okay, here we
and
go.
It's been feeling creepy, but I can guarantee everyone it's not creepy. We did all agree on this headline. So you were like, we didn't talk about big boobs later.
Yeah, yeah. It's hooks. I'm trying to get better
also,
at my hooks.
Also, big boobs.
Trust me, that's going to appeal to a broad audience. Big boobs. Because no. Blokes are going, oh, big boobs, better listen. And girls are going, ooh.
Oh,
big boobs. I've got those. Or, let's listen.
Okay. So everyone's listening now, okay?
Everyone's
buckle up.
Buckle up. Okay, sorry. Just sometimes, babe. Sometimes I'm like,
you're
this
on edge.
Isn't the podcast. I'm on the edge.
Babe, we've been dumped once.
Twice, mate. Three times?
Once because of me.
Oh, yeah, but then terrible Kath, who is still banned, by the way, your friend.
My friend Kath. Anyway.
Still banned.
A woman has been shamed for her big boobs. Basically, what happened was podcaster Adrian Earhart went to dinner for her birthday. She looks gorgeous. She took off her shawl. Why is she wearing a shawl?
What's a shawl?
Like a bit of cloth that you put around your shoulders.
Do you put them on babies?
Yeah. Like, it's like something. You know, like, in you see, like, usually, like, older people wear it like a wedding over their gawn.
Nan wears shawls.
Yeah,
yes.
Shawl.
My Nan Margaret wears shawls.
Yeah, shawl.
Nanny.
So she said that at her birthday dinner, she took off her shawl and she revealed, you know, her normal top underneath. And the lady at the next table went, well, that's distracting.
See, that's so unfair.
And also, and moved
tables. Tell you what, I wouldn't be moving away.
Oh, yuck.
Sorry, I had to just say one. I'm sorry. It's not the right way. Whatever, you know?
I wouldn't be moving away either because it's,
see?
It's a weird. No, it's a weird thing to do to move away.
That's not fair.
So, and she very finally was like, this is me last night. I'm not even that hot. The lady was just a hater. Imagine being so upset seeing big natural boobs that you physically move away and go, well, that's distracting. Okay, how about you learn to get less distracted about my beautiful titties?
Tatas.
Get a grip. Having big boobs is a plight though, babe. It's really tragic.
What are you?
Sometimes. I mean, I've regularly been told to like put on bras when I'm like, no one else has a bra on. Like one time I went to this hospital venue and I was told that I had to wear a bra to work. My other friend who has much smaller boobs was wearing the center top with no bra. And I was like, how come she doesn't have to? And I made them awkwardly explain that her boobs are bigger. And I was like, not a real rule. They didn't wear a bra. Because my boobs are bigger. Okay, what's cup size? What's the threshold?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind when you roll in here however you want.
Because
what do you call it? Bra-free Tuesday?
Yeah, but also, you don't wear bras every day. Why do I wear bras every day?
I don't need to wear a bra every day.
Neither do I. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
why would I have to wear bras every day?
You don't.
Also,
I never said you had to.
People get more upset about natural boobs. I really, truly believe this.
They do.
Because they're like soft and like they get like, oh, you have naturally. I don't know what it is. They feel like it's more in their face. I don't know what it is. What do you think it is?
I don't know. I would never tell someone to cover up, put it that way, and I would never move away.
No, also,
I would be trying so hard to keep the eye contact.
Also, I would love for someone to say this to me in a restaurant. I would instant Instagram live.
Producer Max, write that down.
Instant someone. Can you imagine the content we get from that?
Oh.
We get their phone number. We call them up. We confront them. Like,
so you got
like
a few problems going on with your big boobs.
Yeah, like, babe, you know how I bring the roller into work?
Oh, because that's your boobs?
Yes, because my boobs are so heavy.
Why are you using it on your back,
boobs.
Mate? Why are you using it on your back?
Because your back is sore because it pulls your chest forward.
It's so heavy.
Yes.
Hanging.
Yes, babe. I reckon we should, actually.
No, thanks.
I think we should make you wear water balloons around your neck one day.
I'm not doing that. I don't care what you want.
I think we should.
I'm not wearing a boob pad.
Why? No. Around your neck, just over your shirt.
Babe, I believe you. I believe you.
I think we do it.
I got sore neck too.
I think we do it.
I'm carrying the show.
No, I think we do it tomorrow.
I can't
carry the show.
I can't do it. Yeah, I got sore neck from carrying the show.
Okay. Is Dave some kind of names, is he?
What's that?
Is Dave Cameron's hobby our names out, is
he? Yeah, he can. I'd have a shot tomorrow.
I think tomorrow we'll do that for everyone. Don't worry. All night on the show, you have to wear boobs.
No, I'm not.
Why?
I can't. There's nothing around.
Producer Max.
How do you find... But he's on the phone. Don't talk to
he's
him.
He's on the phone.
On the phone. Probably to Dave Cameron. Give him the name snatch. 13, 10, 60 callers. What are your big boob problems?
Pain. You can't fit into certain clothes.
Yeah.
You can't find togs. If you can't find togs...
That'd be hard.
Yeah, go to Rack Apparel and get my Abby collab.
Wow.
Big boob problems.
Okay, 13, 10, 60, what are your big boob problems?
Rowan will understand our plight tomorrow.
Let's do it. Oh, well, hang on. Call us next.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Wow. I'm excited to hear these.
Yeah.
Here's what happened. There was a podcaster, Adrian Earhart, and she tweeted that she basically got shamed for having her natural boobs out, but not like out. They were just in a singlet.
Yeah.
At a restaurant, a woman said, "That's distracting."
Just a lot of cleavage.
Get a grip. She looks gorgeous. And we asked, big boob problems. What are they? Chloe, what's your big boob prob?
Exercising. Every time I exercise, the day after, I get excruciating rib and
really?
Like chest pain.
Babe, can I ask what size you are?
I'm like a 14F.
Yes.
It's not great.
No.
And then even finding a supportive sports bra to even help. So I think it's just the pressure and it gives me really bad rib pain. Oh. But
the issue is you either have to get one that doesn't support them so you get bad pain from like the moving up and down, or you have to get a sports bar that quote unquote supports but just press them in so it hurts your back.
It's like so tight.
Yeah, you can't breathe. Move. You can't run.
I've strapping them and I've tried everything and I'm like, nothing's working. So you just deal with it.
You just do yoga and Pilates instead. That's what I started doing because I was like, I can't be bothered with this anymore.
Really?
Yeah. Or I just like do weights with my trainer.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I can't, we do little runs and I'm like, it's enough, Tori.
Sore now.
It's enough. Christina, what are your big boob probs?
Hi, guys. Well, my big boob problems are bumping into walls, doors, and people.
Yep. Door handles ever on the boob, right in the boob. I've had that happen.
That would hurt.
Yeah, it's just like all of a sudden, bang, into the, like, trying to rush past someone or trying to rush through the home or something and just bang, into a wall, into a door, into a person.
Boob to the wind.
Yeah.
Just a boob to the wind. And also, do people get offended ever? It's like, I can't control them.
Throwing them around mad.
Angelica.
Hey, guys.
What are your big boob probs?
Okay. So, I'm an L cup.
Oh, wow.
L. So, for reference, I'm an E. So E F G H
I J K.
Oh wow, Angelica. Yeah. Okay, so you're an L cup. Wow.
Yeah. So aside from the excruciating back pain and so on and so forth, I don't sleep with a bra because nobody likes a titty prison.
No one does.
No one.
So when I'm like asleep at night and I roll over, one of them will just randomly slap me in the face.
Oh.
I'm not even kidding.
A rogue boob.
And you're like,
yeah, a rogue tidal wave of tits.
Tidal wave of tits.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
So, friend of the show and friend of mine, IRL, Khan Ong, sent me
big dog
a screenshot of something, and he said, "You have to talk about this the show." Yeah.
Huh.
So yesterday DMs me when we were finishing the show at like 8:50. And he was like, "Babe, you've got to talk about it." And I said, "Khan Ong, for you, I will." So Khan sent me this. He's like, "I'm screaming. It's so funny."
Right.
A Twitter user posted something that was really quite cute, right? And this happens a fair bit on TikTok and Twitter. People will meet people and they'll be like, "Help me find them." So here's a tweet.
Oh, yeah.
"I met this boy at, I think it's Ubby Dubby Fest.
Yeah, I don't know
last
what that is.
Weekend and never got his at crying face. He stayed with me the entire festival on day two. Vincent the Aquarius from Midland, Texas. You've been on my mind ever since. Twitter, do your thing, crying face emoji."
As in, do your thing. As in, share this so we can find
him. Find him. His name's Vincent. He's an Aquarius from Midland, Texas, right? Really narrowing it down, right? Which usually is helpful. When it happens, it's really cute. People find these people they've met out. Have you ever had like a little hookup and you're like, "I wish I knew who that was"?
Oh, all the time.
Well, they found him.
Oh, good.
Right?
So yeah, great.
Someone's replied saying, yeah, that was my boyfriend, but you can have him now.
No wonder he didn't get the at.
Yeah.
And
she also uploaded a photo of him that she's obviously snapped when she's gone, hey, and taken a photo of him.
Silly boy.
This girl's looked for the love of her life. She thought she had a moment at a music festival.
Cheater.
And now cheater also spending also the details of like, he spent all day with me. He's an Aquarius. Like, you've gone to the point of asking for star signs.
Oops.
At a festival. So you went away to talk because you can't hear anything. If I'm standing in a mosh pit for Kings of Leon,
moshy
or Crowded House.
Careful, they'll fall out.
The Crowded House mosh pit, to be honest, everyone's sitting down, but
drinking wine, having cheese.
Yeah, having cheese, in barrel. You have to go away to go, oh, what's your star sign?
Come over here for a sec, let's chat star signs.
Star signs, right? Definitely pillow talk is star sign chat,
I reckon it is.
It is.
Oh, yeah, it would have been. Right,
100% is.
Curly man.
So I thought, you know, there are so many of these stories, and sometimes they have good resolutions, sometimes bad resolutions. But I want to ask, when were you a detective and what did you find out?
Interesting.
Could be like Neighbours from Hell story.
Oh, right.
Could be like a cheating story.
When were you a detective and what did you find out? Call us now, 131060. Want to know, when were you a detective and what did you find out?
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Hey, look, a clue. I can solve this.
A clue.
I can solve this. Yeah. Well, a Twitter user has recently solved something maybe she didn't want to solve. Basically, yes. She met this guy at a festival. They had a whole day together. She found out his star sign, Vincent the Aquarius from Midland, Texas. And she said, please find him. And his girlfriend's replying said, that was my boyfriend, but not anymore. You can have him.
Oh.
So we asked, when were you a detective and what did you find out?
Okay.
Emily, what did you find?
So I was dating this guy for about 2 years, and this was maybe 5-6 years ago, and I was locked on Instagram, and it was a bit weird, so I did some stalking, as you do, and I found out on Valentine's Day that he was cheating on me with someone else.
Oh, Valentine's Day.
Wait, on his Instagram DMs?
Sorry?
In his Instagram?
No, so I stalked his photos and found a girl that liked his photos. So I clicked on her page and she uploaded a photo with him.
Oh. Like, happy Valentine's Day, love you.
Yeah, like, oh, bae smells good, happy Valentine's Day.
And did you call him or did you just block him and just see ya?
He was living with me at the time, so I kind of packed all his stuff up. And also, while I was packing all his stuff up, I found his passport and found out he was also a different nationality.
Right. Okay. Well, that is a lot to find out in one day. I hope you have a good therapist.
Yeah, all right. Get rid of that.
Sam, Jesus, when were you a detective and what did you find out?
I found out that my best friend's boyfriend at the time had a whole other girlfriend in another country.
Your best friends were, and okay, so how did you find this out?
Postcode action.
And what was your
So he was from the other country and he was here for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I just got this off feeling about him, so I started, my FBI work I found his Instagram and Snapchat linked to a girl's name when I put the number in.
Oh my god.
And then
this is so iconic.
I found the girl on Instagram and then I DM'd her to tell her as well.
Amazing. And how did your best friend react? Was she grateful to you?
I mean, obviously she was really upset. Obviously. She was angry at me, but she was a bit, both of them stayed with him for a little longer,
tried to work it out, both of them. Yeah. And you're just sitting there girls, I told you.
Come on.
I told you.
I don't think he's with either of them anymore. So.
Well, let's hope not.
Okay, yeah.
Alicia, when were you a detective and what did you find out?
So about 10 years ago, I was dating this guy for about 3.5-4 years.
Yep.
And he told me he was going overseas, someone died, he had a funeral, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Anyway, he finally left and I tried to contact him, text messages, phone calls, nothing went through. And it was through a family friend of mine that told me he was actually in jail.
Oh.
But couldn't he just, was he scared you wouldn't stick by him?
I have no idea, but we were actually living together.
Well, not then you weren't.
Double rent. See ya.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Okay, Rowan, I just need to... Are you sitting down?
Yes.
I can see you. Just making sure you aren't just... Yep, I'm just really... Shrunk to comrade type.
Yeah, little... He's small.
He's small, but I need to tell you something.
Yeah.
Better Homes and Gardens, I believe.
Sure.
The website, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
They've written an article, and I actually just need you to... You know how I get articles about me, and I always feel like I don't want to know if they're negative. I don't want to know.
Oh, yeah.
Are you in the right headspace to hear this?
I'm okay. I'll take... Yeah, let me take... Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
The title is this. How to deal with slugs and snails after heavy rain.
Oh. What do you mean, how to deal?
Deal with them. That's right. That's what I thought.
That feels very like... It would be a burden.
Well, this is the thing. I think deal, you just let them live. Take over. You let them live.
Yeah, just let them live.
You don't deal with slugs. You get joy from slugs.
Get joy. Live your life.
Whether they're Rowan or, you know, the humble garden slug.
Whatever.
You know? You're not humble.
Let us come right, over. So, yeah, I'm not humble at all.
And this is how they start it. Do you have a slug infestation?
Infestation?
Come on.
No, it's more like, have you got a slug mate?
Have you got a slug party?
Slug party.
Do you have a slug party going on?
Okay, let me just... I am actually just going to cross that.
Yep.
Just going to cross that out to the right party.
Yep. Or have you noticed more snails, whatever, because it's snails?
Well, snails are slugs with anxiety. So if you see a snail, be nice to it.
True. You are not alone. Due to the heavy rain, many Aussies are facing the same issue.
Oh, yes.
Let's say the same joy.
Yes, well, same joy. Yep.
Now, they've said basically that slugs are very keen on soft, tender plants.
Love them.
And in particular, young vegetables. But basically, they're basically just saying how to get rid of them. Best way to get rid of slugs and snails.
I'm just going to
read out what they recommend.
Okay, please do.
Okay. They don't recommend using snail baits or insecticides.
Nope.
Don't do that. No. Near you. Please, yeah, even the thought of it.
Yuck.
But they want cultural control.
What?
Basically, going out at night with a torch and plucking them off your plants.
You want to pluck me?
Pluck her up.
You want to try and pluck me?
You want to try and pluck you?
Don't pluck me.
Other methods include the following. Ready? I'm nervous about this.
What is it?
Letting chickens loose in the garden.
Don't know, because chickens are not good because they stomp around and they make a lot of noise.
And they bite and kill you.
And they peck.
Putting a beer or yeast extract spread in a container.
Wow.
The yeast will draw them in. Well, to be fair.
Love yeast. Love yeast.
You do love a beer.
Oh.
Do you like Vegemite?
Yeah, big Vegemite fan.
Well, obviously. Wow. Plug things.
Strategically
place onions, chive, and garlic around the edge of your crop. It's like a little force field to make sure you don't get food.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't go near them.
Plant your seeds inside upcycled toilet rolls. That's not harmful. Whatever. That's fine.
Right. That's okay. I would live with that. I'd say they go. Okay.
Lining your garden bed with copper tape to make sure you can't creep over.
Sorry?
Also describing you as creeping over.
I don't creep.
Not fair. It's actually slander.
It is slander.
And putting wood ash, shavings, crushed eggshells, or mulch around the edge of your garden. I don't mind that.
Well, the wood ash, it gets in your underbelly and it when you're sliming and then it kind of sticks there.
Yeah. And so, non-slug privilege. I don't even think of that.
You don't even think of it. And that's okay.
No.
You know, it's not one you would normally think of. It's kind of like when surfers say it's better to go out with a rash vest because then they don't get when they're on their surfboard, they don't get the rash on their stomach when they're surfing.
That's what it's
slugs,
like.
Same thing with the wood clippings.
So I just want to know, I've called some lawyers because I don't know if it's a threat or it's defamatory. I think it's kind of defamatory because it's implying that all slugs are bad.
Yeah, I don't like it.
And I think we have a case here.
Yep. I think Better Homes and Gardens is to come in to check. Who is that? Who is that lady on Better Homes and Gardens? Is that Noni? Was it Noni Hazelhurst? Or I think of play school.
I have no idea.
Well, whoever it is.
But you know what?
What?
They're in trouble.
Big trouble, baby. Trouble.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
This is a Hot Nights content warning. The following content may offend you. So please turn off your radio now. Or if you're kind of curious, you know, just keep it on.
It's time for
Naughty After 8:40.
So we should maybe do our sexy voice.
Sexy voice.
Oh.
This is fairly naughty, but I feel like the voices need to not be in it because it's more okay. Just astonishing.
Wow. Okay. Well, what is it?
So a woman from Queensland,
yeah,
Evelyn, has two vaginas, two wombs.
Sorry.
And two uteruses.
Really?
So
that's
she's got
gnarly.
Double reproductive organs.
So two of everything?
Yeah, and she's on OnlyFans and she uses one for work and one for personal sex.
What? Hang on.
Isn't that amazing?
So
I love this story.
I've read this through
because I wanted to
Where does it sit?
Oh, there wasn't information about that.
Probably a good thing.
Maybe you can subscribe to OnlyFans.
I might actually.
Because she makes thousands every month on the site. She's 31 from Queensland. Good on her. I love this, but she didn't know she had two of each until she was 20 years old.
So, I could understand that not knowing two of each, like uteruses, but you'd know you got two of them.
Two
vaginas.
But see, you say that as
that's exactly what I'm saying.
A cis man.
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah, women aren't encouraged to masturbate. Women aren't encouraged to explore. Women aren't encouraged to we are literally at my school. They would tell us you have to go and look at your vulva in the mirror.
Yeah, you got to look at it, right?
But that was when I was in grade 12. They're like, okay, you should at a private school that, like, I don't know if my teacher was weird, but a lot of people, it's like, ew.
So two vaginas would mean
you're kind of shamed if you masturbate.
Two holes,
because the vagina. Obviously,
there's more than just one hole in one vagina, but like there's like the two, like so two main
entry points. I'm
assuming
or
exit points, not just entry. Like,
do you think she has two periods?
Yeah, I think she does.
You'd hope they'd be in sync.
Oh, can you imagine two on, two off?
Oh, two on, two FIFO.
You can't be rolling a FIFO period.
You can't be doing. I
don't want to like downplay this or anything, but like, because I remember in like sex ed, it's like this is the vagina. There is one here, one, this is it, this. But surely wouldn't she go like, oh, but I know, I got two of them.
No, what I'm saying is she wouldn't have seen.
But in sex ed, this is what a vagina looks like.
Yeah, but she would have thought, yeah, mine's like that.
But she wouldn't have gone. They're saying one.
But what I'm saying is she wouldn't have looked at her vagina.
No, but I don't think you would have to look.
I think you would.
I think you would know.
No, I think you would. A lot of women don't know there are actually three holes, like, in a woman.
I don't know that
because they don't look. Babe, I'm telling you.
No.
I'm trying my hardest not to sound like an idiot here. No.
But you know what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is you underestimate the hold the patriarchy has on women looking at their genitals. I'm telling you this because yours are on the outside, right?
I look at mine all the time.
Always. You have to like really like get in front of a mirror to look at your vagina.
Really?
Well, yeah. Like how else, if you're looking from down, think about like.
Yeah, that's fair because I've never thought if I want to look at this, I better get in front of a mirror. I just go, whoop.
Yeah, there we go. Right? So she would have to investigate. Maybe she went and got a pap smear at age 20 or something like that. And they went, hang on, Dale.
I haven't seen this.
Right? I honestly think it's, I think.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
But how good is this? So the doctor said to her, choose only one side to ejaculate into. And she said sex on each vagina feels very different. And she prefers one side, but it depends on the type of toy or shape of what's going into her. That she likes different things. And she says, you know, I don't wish I only had one vagina. I'm glad to have two. Reading this, I'm going to say jealous.
I can't imagine her
saying. I'm so jealous.
I cannot imagine her saying, hang on. Try the other one. I can't imagine. I cannot imagine.
I genuinely am so jealous. This sounds like so much fun for her. Like, because you know how like,
I am
sex
so
sometimes.
Impressed. Yeah.
He gets a bit sore.
Yeah.
Use the other one. Back up. Honestly, genuinely, I love this. I want to get her on the show. I reckon she's a legend.
Can we try to get her on the show?
I'm going to follow her. I reckon she, and the way she talks about it is so cool. She's like, my sex life is a lot of fun. You know, one side is a toy and the other is a penis. It's great. I love it.
You could use different positions. You could use penis and also on the other side.
Yes.
If I buy some OnlyFans with my own money, can I expense it to the company? producer Max.
No, you can.
Okay.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have some